Glory, glory to God. Glory, glory to God. Oh, glory, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Ah, don't you love that? A prophetic feast. Yes. Glory to God. And this young man and his beautiful first lady so large in my life. 40 years ago began with a staff of 4 people. And tonight, this marvelous ministry, this outpouring of God for 40 years, has a staff of 35,000 people. How did they do that? They didn't. Jesus did it. Amen. Faith in God. Faith in God. Amen. Faith in God. You pray. You listen. You obey. And you believe God. Hallelujah. The theme is possessing your promised land. And my privilege in my sessions, I will be talking about possessing your promised long life. Long life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Yes, thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, it doesn't matter what any man says about long life. It's what God says about long life that counts. It's what the Bible says about long life. And may I remind you, this book, this Holy Bible, is made up of 2 blood covenants. The first part of the first covenant was in the blood of animals. Then the world was changed forever in the first blood covenant between God and a man, in the blood of the man through circumcision. Marvelous thing. And throughout God's history with His people, He has always provided a long life. He has always provided healing. He has always provided more than enough. He is El Shaddai, the God who's more than enough. The God who is all life. The God who is everything that anybody could ever need. Thank you, Lord. Long, satisfied life. And the golden text, of course, will be from Psalm 91, this marvelous, wonderful psalm. In the 16th verse, with long life, will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Not just long life, satisfied life. Long life, satisfied life. The first thing we'll talk about comes from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. This is the beginning of the key issue. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore you choose life that both you and your seed may live. You choose. God doesn't choose for you. He cannot choose for you. See, this is a covenant. He is speaking to his covenant people. And listen to what he said. I place before you life and death, blessing and cursing. He's already made his choice. He wants you. He's choosing you. He said, I'm setting before you life and death, blessing and cursing. You choose life. You choose life. You choose it. You choose life. How do you choose life? With life words. Remove the death words. Remember, Jesus said, by your words are you justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Remove once and for all of the dead words. May I remind you, Proverbs 18:21, the power of death and life are in the power of the tongue. You see that? The power of the tongue. You can kill yourself with this thing. That's where death comes from. The devil can't just kill you just because he wants to. He always wants to. No, he has to have your tongue. Amen. What you say is your faith. Well, Brother Copeland, I just don't know what I'm going to do. Well, that's your faith. You don't know what to do. Well, this thing just has me scared to death. What? What did you say? Scared to death? Oh, brother. Oh, sister. My feet are just killing me. What? No. Well, Brother Copeland, what am I supposed to say? It just thrills me to life. Well, what's wrong with that? It sounds strange because most people have never heard that. But let's see what Jesus said. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. All the rest of it comes from evil. Learn to use Bible covenant words. Awesome is a Bible word. God, our God, is an awesome God. Good is a Bible word. He is good to all. He is a good God. Everything he created, he saw that it was good. And he saw that it was very good. And then he came along and said, wait a minute, there's something not good. This man needs a woman. Oh, he had a good idea, didn't he? This man needs a woman. And so, think about it. A woman made in heaven. Handmade by God. Don't you know Adam said, oh, this is good. He's a good God. He's an awesome God. Here is another Bible word. That is the work of the Lord, and it's marvelous in my eyes. It's marvelous. He is good. He is wonderful, and it is a good thing. Hallelujah. your words count. What you say is what you receive. Now, I want to turn to the book of Proverbs. And let's look in the 6th chapter of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 6. And look at that second verse. Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. That's where the problem is. It's in the words. Now, why is this? Faith-filled words dominate the laws of sin and death. I want to say it to you again. Faith-filled words dominate the laws of sin and death. Now, what is Bible long life? Remember, it doesn't matter what any man says about long life. It doesn't matter what any man says about healing. It doesn't matter what any man says about it. It's what God says about it that counts. So what is long life? Well, I don't know. Well, you need to know. If you don't know, then what are you believing for? Where is your faith? Well, brother, you know, the Bible said God promised us 70 or 80 or 80 plus 3. Or 70 or 80 years. No, he didn't. What? No, he didn't say that. That came from the 90th Psalm. Moses was lamenting before God to lift the curse off this disobedient people. Because they kept saying, over and over and over, we're going to die in this desert. God said, that's enough. You're going to die in the desert and not... You're going to die in the desert. Amen. Now, let me read this to you. This is a footnote from the Classic Amplified Bible. This psalm is credited to Moses, who is interceding with God to remove the curse which made it necessary for every Israelite over 20 years of age when they rebelled against God at Kadesh Barnea to die before reaching the promised land. Numbers 14:26-35. Moses said most of them are dying at 70 years of age. This number has often been mistaken as a set span of life for all mankind. It is not intended to refer to anyone except those Israelites under the curse during that particular 40 years. Now, it doesn't matter what any man says, but what God has said. Genesis chapter 6. God says, in the 3rd verse, the Lord said, repeat that, the Lord said, not Moses, the Lord says, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, Yet his days shall be 120 years. That's what God said. That's what the Lord has said. That's what he said. And some time ago, the Lord was dealing with me over a period of time about that scripture. What will you do? Will you do that for me? I said, well, certainly I'll do that for you. He didn't tell me to do it. He asked me to do it. And this went over a period of days and weeks. I said, Lord, why? Why do you need that? He said, because I have anointings, ministry anointings, and not just ministry, but other people in the body of Christ should be living that long. I have ministry anointings, 80, 85. He said, when you first began at 30, were you as anointed as you were when you were 40? I said, no. He said, how about were you as anointed when you were 40 as you were when you were 50? I said, no. He carried me right all the way up, and he said, when you get up into the 85 and 90 years, the anointings begin to disappear. And he said, I have anointings for those years. I planned on my people living that long. I planned on them being with me and for me all those years. He said, I need you to do this. I said, well, yes, I'll do it. He said, I have anointings from 90 to 100. They're not here. Now, listen to me. That's not to say that people have not lived that long. But I'm talking about living that long on purpose to preach and live the word of faith. To have a calling and purpose to live that long. Amen. And he said, beyond 100, I don't have any of them in the earth. Will you do it? I said, I will. Well, now then, that meant that certain things had to happen. I had to start doing things concerning my lifestyle. I started having to correct things that had to do with the life of my spirit and the life of my mentality and the life of my body. And so that very word from God began to change that. Hallelujah. It began to change it. I'm actually in better physical condition than I have been in many, 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 many years. I used to always be overweight. I carried too much weight, and I'm no longer overweight. Glory to God. I give the Lord credit for that. Amen. But if you do what's right in the natural and you do what's right in the spiritual, you can live in divine health. You can walk in divine health. But you have to remember some things about this now. Remember, forever lives faith, hope, and love. faith works by love. Galatians 5:6. Without faith, there's no hope. But faith is the substance of things hoped for. And without love, there is no faith. And without faith, there is no grace. So all of these things must line up in their proper order. Amen. Now, what did Jesus say? He said, put first things first. What is that? Seek ye first. Say it again. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these things will be added to you. Seek ye first His kingdom. Are you born again? Are you a new creature? Are you? Then the kingdom of God is on the inside of you. He lives here. Seek first the God of heaven. But the God of heaven dwells within you. Glory to God. Give the Lord a praise. Give Him a thanksgiving. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, there's some verses here that I want to read before I close, particularly from the Classic Amplified. I'm going to be looking at Proverbs 3:2, and this will be from the Classic Amplified translation. Oh, listen to this. My son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. Let your heart keep my commandments. You don't keep the commandments of God because they're commandments. You keep the commandments of God because they're right. And because God is a good God, and His commandments are good commandments. Listen to this. For length of days and years of a life worth living, tranquility, inward and outward, continuing through old age till death, these they shall add to you. So now, what is old age? 120 years. Glory to God. And I don't care how young you are. Start believing for it now. Amen. Yeah, but Brother Copeland, I'm not but 20 years old. 30's coming. I'm not but 30. 40's coming. I'm not but 40. 50's coming. Glory to God. And one of these days you'll be like me and you'll be in your 85th year, and I want you to know 90's coming. 90's coming. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the 65th chapter of the book of Isaiah, it talks about during the millennium, someone that dies at 100 years old will be considered a child. Yeehaw! Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But now remember, it's your choice. You don't have to live to be 120. I do. I have to. Now, God didn't say I had to. He gave me the choice. But I'm His to command. And He needs that, then I need that. So, He and I entered into a covenant. All these things are covenant based. This is God. This is my Bible. It is God speaking to me. I can have what it says I can have. I can do what it says I can do. By the power of the living God in this word living in me. How? By faith in God. What about your children? Have faith in God. What about your business? Have faith in God. What about COVID-19? Have faith in God. What about my church? Have faith in God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Well, gratitesto urtan. I say, yes, sir, I'll do that. In my prayer time yesterday afternoon concerning this meeting, I saw a man in the Spirit. A quick vision, I saw him. Don't be concerned about your wife's health. I believe her name is Ella. However, if this fits you, then it's for you, whether your wife's name is Ella or not. And I heard the word of the Lord, I've already touched her body and will minister to her again, and soon your testimony will be that I, the Lord God, is the God that healeth thee. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Then this message came. There are those that have come to this conference and will come that are saying, if I don't get something in this conference, I'm going to quit. I heard the Lord say, no, you are not. No, you are not going to quit. You will receive during this gathering. You will receive during this gathering. Here's the instructions. Begin thinking with your heart and not with your tired, worn out body. Begin thinking with your heart instead of your tired, worn out body. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, praise Him. Praise Him. I said, praise Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There are those that are coming with problems with your children, problems in your family, and many, many, many people that are having problems in your finances. The answers will be here. This covenant book, two covenants. First one in the blood of animals. Second one in the blood of a man. And then the new covenant in the blood of God. Everything you need in life, the Apostle Peter said like this, He has given us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these promises, glory to God, He has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Health pertains to life. Money pertains to life. Praise God. And godliness. You don't have to have money to serve God. But how much better it is to serve God with all the bills paid. How much better it is to serve God without having to just struggle with everything financially because you don't have enough to help someone else. That's all part of long life. That's part of the living long and strong and continuing to grow and grow and grow. And the older you become, the stronger you become. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And all of these things have to do with long, satisfied life. I'm going to look at the 103rd Psalm. Oh, this psalm is one of my most favorite. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness. He crowns you. He crowns you with loving kindness. He crowns you. This is not some little thing on top of your head. No, no, no. It is a crown. He crowns you. He surrounds you with His loving kindness. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now this, He satisfies your mouth with good. Notice the word things is in italics. He satisfies your mouth with good. Good what? Good words. Good faith. Power words. So that your youth is renewed like the eagles. We have a bird in the United States. It is the emblem of the United States, the American bald eagle. He's a very strong bird, and he lives a long time. And there comes a time in his life when he comes to that place where he's either going to die or renew his life. And he goes up high into the rocks. And he beats against the rocks until he beats his beak off. And he can't eat. So now he's fasting until a new beak grows out. And when that new beak comes out, He begins to be stronger than he was in his youth. All of his feathers are renewed. And I want to tell you something, people. You don't mess with one of those old eagles. Oh, they're a mighty bird. They have my being a pilot for 60 years has taught me a lot of things about flying. And this bird, listen to me now. When trouble comes, when the storms come, the American bald eagle doesn't turn and run from the storm. He has a locking mechanism in the root of his wings. And he'll begin to climb. And then he heads right towards that storm and he locks those wings. And the angle of climb of those wings is his maximum climb angle. And he no longer does this. He just rides the front of that storm. And the storm just takes him out. Way high. Way, way, way above. He has lung capacity that very few birds of any kind have. And he can fly very high altitudes. And he gets up above that storm and he just sets up a holding pattern. And he flies in the beautiful blue skies until the storm passes and he just unlocks and just takes it easy all the way back down. Your youth renewed like the eagles. Listen to what he's saying. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless the Lord. Now listen. Bless the Lord, O my soul. What is his soul? Your soul is made up of your will, your mind, and your emotions. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Are you having trouble with your memory? There's your word right there. Begin to speak to it. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. 95 years old, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Hallelujah. Don't get started on those old jokes about losing your memory and can't figure out where you are. You say something long enough till it gets down in your heart, it'll begin to control your life. No. I'm not an old, forgetful old man. I rebuke that. I'm not going for that. In the name of Jesus. Now, I have to do it on purpose. Because at my age, well, you know what they say. Well, who said it? Who is they anyway? No, it matters not what any man says, but what God says about old age is the only thing that counts. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, tomorrow, we're going to continue talking about a number of these things, and we'll go to other scriptures. But now, in the morning, we're going to talk about stay well and healed. Stay well. Stay well. You are not the sick trying to get healed. You are the healed, and the devil's trying to take your health away from you. You are the healed. You're a world overcomer. You are the healed. Now, whether or not you are overcoming, that's another matter. That's your choice. You have long life if you choose it. Amen. Are we getting anywhere with this tonight? Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. I want to show you the 105th Psalm, the 42nd verse. For he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant. And he brought forth his people with joy and his chosen with gladness. Now that doesn't remember, that's not saying, oh, I almost forgot Abraham. No, this is covenant talk. God is in covenant with a man. Promises that he's made. Blood sworn oath. Let me tell you what Bishop David Oyedepo said to me. Marked and changed my life. Said, I see it, I believe it, he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Psalm 103. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Forever. And in 2056, if the Lord tarries any at all, in 2056, on December the 6th, I'm leaving here. I'm not staying 1 minute after that. Gloria and I are going to leave. Gloria Copeland will never make 120. She'll make 115. But we're going together. We're in this thing together. She is the love of my life. We just celebrated our 59th birthday, anniversary. Hallelujah. I mean, just the 13th of April. And all of those years, no one has ever loved me unconditionally like Gloria Jean, except Jesus. I've never known that kind of love from anyone else. And over all of those years, we have never had an argument. Now, I argued, but she just wouldn't do it. You know, it's no fun to argue with somebody that just stands there and loves you. I finally decided there's no use in that anymore. No. She changed my entire life. Hallelujah. Now, this is so vitally important to long life. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. Always remember this. Nothing works without faith, and faith works by love. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Before I close, anyone in this place, anyone online, anyone by television that has never accepted Jesus as Lord of your life, do it right now. Right now. Don't wait another second. Not one more second. In our ministry just a few weeks ago, a young man, very young man, been with us 18 and a half years, and just a lovely family. And he told his wife, he said, I don't feel very good. And she said, well, maybe we need to go to the ER. Well, he said, no, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Well, she said, let's go anyway, and we'll just check you out. So he went, and they checked him out, and they said, you're okay. There's, well, you know. And so that next morning, he got up, and he's leaving the hospital, and as he put his shirt on, he just dropped dead right on the floor. Sudden heart attack. Well, of course, we know where he is today. If you need that assurance, the blessed assurance, it's yours for the asking. All you need to do, if you would just stand with me, please. Just stand with me, please. Just stand with me, please. Everyone in the room. Everyone in the room, just stand. Everyone in the room, stand, please. And all of you. And we'll pray this prayer together. See, Jesus did the hard part. He went to hell for you, but he cannot pray your prayer. He cannot pray your prayer. Just pray this. Oh God in heaven, pray it out loud. Oh God in heaven, I believe with all my heart that you have raised Jesus from the dead. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Take my life and do something with it. I receive you as my Lord and my God forever. Fill me now to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit. I receive him. So I say it with my mouth. I am a Christian. I am a new creation. And I thank my God that he has filled me with his Holy Spirit. I fully expect to speak with other tongues just like they did on the day of Pentecost. Now raise your voice and begin to praise God. Raise your voice and begin to praise God. And let us all raise our voices and begin to praise God. Let us all raise our voices and begin to praise God. Begin to praise him. Begin to praise him. Begin to praise him. Begin to praise and worship him. Begin to praise and worship. Begin to praise and worship. He is the Lord God and he's worthy of our praise. Just lift your voice and begin to pray in the Spirit. Look unto me, saith the Lord. Look unto me. I am the God of your life. I am the God of your health. I am the God of your finances. I am the God that has delivered you. And if you'll walk with me, I will walk with you. I will be your God. And you will be my people. So rejoice. And again I say rejoice. And all these things that are promised will work out for you and for your benefit. Because when you are blessed, I am blessed, saith the Lord. And we'll walk this thing out together and we'll see good come to pass. For I am a good God and I'll take care of you good. And you can walk in the good because we'll do it and we'll stand and we'll be a witness for one another. That's the word of the Lord tonight. And this ministry, 40 years, this begins a new beginning. This begins a legacy beyond anything, sir, that you have ever dreamed. Because those that you have taught and those that you have trained will go far beyond. Far beyond what you and I will ever see or ever do. And they'll go the world around. And when the bugle blows, when the trumpet sounds, it will be a wonderful thing. And we will see many many come, and we will see many, many come to the Lord. And in that day, we will have reason for much rejoicing. Hallelujah. I love you, sir.